There we go. Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is getting daf mem gimel. We left off mem beis and mem beis. Probably about halfway down. We're actually going to back up a little bit even because we left off in the middle of a discussion. We are going to continue. First of all, today's shiur is sponsored, of course, by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom. And we thank him very much for his continued sponsorship of the shiur. We had been discussing yesterday the status of an Eved who has to go free, but who requires a get shichur from his master, from his Rav. And the question is, when he's in that state of limbo, when already the act has occurred that requires him to go free, for example, let's say his master frees him, or his master is maktish him, so his master declares him as hektish, so the din is yotze l'cheres aval tzorich get shichur. But he still requires a get shichur. So the question that we were discussing yesterday is, once that event has happened that triggers the Eved going free, but the master hasn't yet gotten around to writing him the get shichur, what is the status of the Eved? Is he still considered to be the property of the master, or is he not considered to be the property of the master? So that is what we are going to talk about in the beginning of today's shiur. We're going to try to bring Raya's both ways. We are then going to talk about whether a master can sell an Eved for Knas, meaning we had said yesterday that if a Shar gores an Eved, then the Knas is that you have to pay 30 shekel to the master, and you have to pay 30 shekel to the master regardless of what the Eved is worth. The question is, can the master sell to a third party the right to the Knas if the Eved gets gored? And we're going to try to prove as to whether the master has a continued economic interest in the Eved even after he's required to free the Eved. We are going to tie this to the machlokes as to whether a person is able to be makne a davar shelo bo liolam. And then the Gemara is going to continue discussing a topic again that we saw yesterday that we got a preview of, and that is what happens if a person tries to give kedushin to half a woman, or if a person tries to give kedushin to a woman with half of himself. And because normal people, when they give kedushin to a woman, they give kedushin to an entire woman, and they use their entire selves to give kedushin to the woman. What happens if this guy tries to do a half a job, and we try to connect that to the din of a chatzi abed chatzi ben korin and a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi v'chatzi bas korin. And then we're going to get to the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah then is going to talk about what happens to an Eved whose master sells him to an Akam, or his master tries to bring him or sell him to somebody who lives in Chutz Laretz, that the Eved goes free. Why does the Eved go free? So we'll see how far we get. Hopefully we'll get at least to that Mishnah. But again, we left off Mem Beis Amud Beis, left off about halfway down. But I want to start from where it says Tashma, which is in the Gemara, in between the Tashma is the first words on the line. It's in between where Tosfos Divrei Maskil Chevle and Divrei Maskil Hoel are. So again, what we have been talking about is, what is the status where the Eved is required to go free, where the master is required to free the Eved, but he hasn't yet written him a get shichur? So is the halacha that the master still maintains an economic right or not, because the Eved already is required to go free? So the Gemara now says as follows: Tashma, hipala shino basima, say no. If the master knocks out the Eved's tooth and then blinds the Eved and then hits the Eved in the eye, and we know that an Eved is yotze b'shein v'ayin, that once the master knocks out the Eved's tooth, the Eved is required to go free. But the master did both. He first knocked out the Eved's tooth, then he blinded the Eved. So yotze b'sheino, so he goes free with shein when his tooth is knocked out, but no sein d'meyeno. And then the master has to pay the Eved for the value of his, for the damage incurred by blinding his eye. Says the Gemara, V'yam rit yesh lo knas, v'knas lo rabo. But if you want to say that when an Eved is in the state of limbo, when an Eved goes free, he has gone free, but he has not yet received his get shichur, you want to say that the Rav is still entitled to the knas because the Rav maintains an economic hold on the Eved. Sahashta chavli be'achrini yavle l'rabe. If it were the case that other people at that point, when the Eved was in the state of limbo, would have to pay knas to the master, chavl be'rabe gufe yavle l'didei. If the master in that state of limbo is actually the one who damages the Eved, does it make sense that he would then have to pay the Eved if when other people damage the Eved, they have to pay the master? Yet, we said in this brisa that if the master knocks out the Eved's tooth, the Eved then goes free. Then the master slugs the Eved in the eye, the master has to pay the eved. So doesn't that show that once the eved is in the state of limbo, when the act occurred that already triggered the emancipation, but before the master gives him the get shichur, we see that the eved is entitled to everything. Says the Gemara, well, there's no raya because Dilma demand the Amar, command the Amar, the Ina Tzarech. Maybe there's Braisa, holds like demand the Amar, who says that Amafkar Avda Yatzel Echeiros, the Ain Tzarech get shichur. So this whole concept of being in a state of limbo is shayich only according to the Man D'Yomar, which we're now saying is a machlokes of Hamafkar Avdo Yetzel Echeiros V'Tzarech Get Shechur. If you say Tzarech Get Shechur, then I understand how the master, how the Eved rather can be in a state of limbo. If, however, the halacha is that Ain Tzarech Get Shechur, then once the Eved goes free, the Eved goes free. And of course, once the Eved goes free, you're going to have to pay knas to the Eved. How do we know that this is a machlokes? The Tanya, because we see a brisa as follows. We have a brisa as follows. B'kulan eved yotzev en l'cheiris v'tzarech get shichur. With all of them, with all of what? Mafkir, maktish, all of these situations, the eved goes free, and he requires a get shichur me'rabo. Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir omer ein etzarech. Rabbi Meir says he doesn't require a get shichur. Rabbi Lezer omer tzarech. Rabbi Tarfon omer ein etzarech. Rabbi Akiva omer tzarech. Hamachriyim d'lefnei chachamim omer nirin divrin. Rabbi Akiva says that he does require a get shichur. Hamachriyim d'lefnei chachamim omer. Those who are machriya, the brisas in front of the chachamim, say that nirin divrei Rabbi Tarfon, that the words of Rabbi Tarfon are more mistaber. Rabbi Tarfon is the one who said that ein tzarech get shichur b'shein va'ayin, where the eved goes free, b'shein va'ayin, where the eved goes free because the master knocked out the eved's tooth or blinds his eye, that he does not require a get shichur, ho'il v'torah zichzolo, because the Torah says that the Eved goes free, b'shein v'ayin. So if the Torah says that the Eved is going to go free, b'shein v'ayin, there's no reason that we would require the master to write a get shichur, v'divrei Rabbi Akiva b'shari varim. However, Rabbi Akiva, the words of Rabbi Akiva, that tzarech get shichur are more mistaber b'shari varim. If the Eved is going free because the master damages one of the other evarim of the Eved, hoil v'knas chachamim hu, because that's only a knas chachamim. Says the Gemara, knas hakroy kardashinan. What do you mean it's a knas? What we wind up darshaning the psukim to teach me that if the master damages any of the eved's rashi evarim, then the eved goes free. So it's all learned from shein va'ayin, but you can't call it a knas. We darshan actual psukim, so it's not a din derabanan. So says the Gemara, you're right. So the Gemara backtracks a little bit. So ela imaholu medrash chachamim hu, because it's only a medrash chachamim, that's why we require a get shichur, meaning we're making diyukim in a pasuk. That's how I know that the eved goes free with the other chavdalid rashi evarim. How do I know that the eved goes free b'shein va'ayin? Because that's explicit in the pasuk. Says Tosfos divra maskal hoel, so what? So Amar Rabbeinu Tam, d'chashin and shemayim tzeno b'shuk, v'yomar lo avdiyata. We're afraid that if the master damaged the Eved with one of his other 24 Rashi Evarim, and says, and then he sees the Eved, and he says, oh, you're my slave, so people aren't going to realize that the Eved actually went free, because the master damaged the Eved in a way that we darshan from the psukim that he actually goes free. And therefore, we're also going to require him to write a get shichur to prevent him from later trying to manipulate the Eved and claim that he's the Eved's master. However, if he knocked out the Eved's tooth or if he blinded his eye, nobody's going to believe the master that he's really his Eved, because Zilkari Beirav. In other words, all you have to do is be a yeshiva student who knows how to read psukim. You don't have to know fancy drushas. All you have to know is the pashup shat and pasuk. So we're not afraid of that happening. Says the Gemara Navaitari Boilu. Mukav get shichur ochel betruma reino ochel reino ochel. If you have mukav get shichur, meaning an eved, let's say this master was mafkir, his master was maktish, the eved, so the eved is yotzel lecheres, but he has not yet received his get shichur. According to the Man D'Yomar, who says that he requires a get shichur, ochel betruma reino ochel. Does he still eat truma, assuming his master is a kohen? And the halacha is that all avadim, all people who live in the house of the kohen, are allowed to eat truma. So this eved is in a state of limbo because he's already been freed, yet he hasn't received his get shichur. Is he still entitled to eat truma if his master is a kohen? So kinyan kaspa marachmana v'haylav kinyan kaspa hu. Is the halacha that the eved eats truma only if the eved is considered to be the kinyan kaspo of the kohen, and this guy is no longer the kinyan kaspo of the kohen because the rav has already been mafkir the eved? Adilma, keeping the mechusar, get shichur, kinyan kaspo, karinam bay, or maybe we still call him kinyan kaspo because he has not yet received he has not yet fulfilled all of the criteria for freeing the Eved because he still hasn't received his get shechur. So Toshma, we're trying to bring a raya. The Amar Rav Misharshe, Kohenes Shenes Arev Vlada Bivlad Shevchasa. Let's say you have a Kohenes, meaning a woman who's married to a Kohen, whose Vlad, whose child, is mixed up with the Vlad of her Shivcha. So over here we have two Vladas, we have two children. We have a child of a Kohen plus the child of a Shivcha of a Kohen. So the halacha is that the Shivcha of a Kohen is like the Eved of the Kohen. She's entitled to eat Truma because she's in his house, and therefore her son is also entitled to eat Truma. The problem is we don't know which baby is the son of the Shivcha and which baby is the son of the Kohenes, of which baby is the son of the Kohen's wife. So Harei Elu Ochlem Truma, they both eat Truma. Why? Because Mamanafshach, right? If it's the son of the Shivcha, then it's Kinyan Kaspo of the Kohen, and therefore he eats Truma. If it's actually the Kohen's son, then the Kohen's son, of course, is going to eat Truma. V'cholken chelek echad ala goren. But we only give them one chelek when they go to the goren to collect their Truma. We only give them one chelek. Why? Because Rashi says, the halach is, the Gemara brings down in Maseches Yevamos, that we only are mafresh Truma to an Eved in front of his master. Why? So that people don't assume that when they see the Eved taking Truma, that the Eved is actually a Kohen. So in other words, to make sure that we're not Malayuchsin, we're going to not give the Eved Truma unless he is with his master. So these two babies, they're both entitled to eat Truma, so they both get Truma. However, we're not going to give one without the other because we don't know which one is the Eved, and we're not allowed to give the Eved without the master. Higdilo ataruvos, once these babies grow up, so Meshachrer and Zazet, they should both be Meshachrer. They should both be Meshachrer one another. So we see, obviously, that the Gemara tries to compare this case to a case of Mu'ukav Get Shechur, because this case where the babies are right now mixed up, we don't know who's who, ultimately we said they're both going to go free. But even though ultimately they're going to go free, right now the kid's allowed to eat Truma. So don't we see that Mu'ukav Get Shechur, he's allowed to eat Truma because he's still considered to be Kinyan Kesef of the Kohen? Says the Gemara, Hachi Ashta, Hasam and Yava of Leo, Vyomer, Bechami now the Evidu, Kinyan Kaspo, Krinabe, Hacha, Lav Kinyan Kaspo, Klau. Says the Gemara, no, because this isn't a case of Mukav Get Shechur. It's not like the Evid is free, but he's only lacking a Get Shechur. It's that right now, one of them is definitely the Evid of the Kohen. It's only once they get older they have to free each other. But this isn't a case where they're in a state of limbo, meaning what the Gemara says, if Elio would come, because Elio says the Rambam can't paskin a halacha, because the Navi can't paskin a halacha, but Elio, who's a Navi, can certainly be Mavara the Metzias. So if Elio would come and say that this one, we have two kids, we have Reuven and Shimon, that Reuven is definitely an Eved, so Reuven would be entitled to eat Truma for sure, because he's for sure a Kinyan Kesef of the master. This is not a situation where the Kinyan Kesef of the master was diluted because the Eved was already freed. This guy is a full-scale Eved. Says the Gemara now Viter, about six lines up from the bottom. So Iboilu, Eved Shamachar Rabala Knas, Machar Arena Machar. Let's say a master sold rights to get Knas associated with an Eved. Is that a sale or not? Right? We had said yesterday that if a shor gores an Eved, the Baal Ashar is required to pay a knas of 30 shekel to the Eved's master. So the Eved wants to sell the rights to the knas to some speculator who's going to buy the right potentially to the knas if an ox gores the Eved. So is that a valid sale or not? So says the Gemara, Tiboy le Rav Meir, Tiboy le Rabbanan. It's a kasha according to the sheet of Rav Meir, who says that Adam Makne Davar Shalom B'Liolim, a person can transact on something even if that thing doesn't yet exist. And it's a kasha according to the Rabbanan, who say that ordinarily ain't Adam Makne Davar Shalom B'Liolim. Tiboy le Rav Meir, Adkan lo kam Rav Meir, Adam Makne Davar Shalom B'Liolim, Elokagon Peres Dekal, Peres Dekal rather, David Asu. When does Rav Meir say that a person can be Makne Davar Shalom B'Liolim? That's only by Peres Dekel. That's only if a person has a palm tree in his field and a person sells to somebody else the rights to the peros that grow on the palm tree. So that you're allowed to do because you already have the tree. The way that a palm tree works with nature is that every year the palm tree grows fruit, and therefore when you're selling the fruit of the palm tree, You're selling something that is for sure going to happen. However, over here, avalacha mi yemer demingach. However, over here, it's not definite that the ox is going to gore the eved, and therefore it's not definite that there's going to be any entitlement to the knas. Vimtem salomer demingach. And if you want to say, even if you want to say, oh, most of them are gored by oxen, not true. But even if you wanted to stipulate that, so mi demeshalim, how do you know that the guy would even wind up paying knas? Dilma modeh amiftar, because modeh beknas is potter. Maybe the bal ashar would admit that his shar gored, and he would therefore not have to pay the knas. V'tiboy l'rabbanan, it's also a kasha according to the rabbanan, because ad kal no kamri the rabbanan ein adam akne davar shel bli yolam. When did the rabbanan say ein adam akne davar shel bli yolam elik agon peiros dekel d'hashta mi alesnu? Because over here the dekel before the peiros are produced on the dekel before they grow, the dekel is bare. So the peiros aren't here at all. In other words, the item that you are selling, the item that you are trying to transact, simply doesn't exist in this world. And that's why the Chachamim say, Ein adam nakne, ein adam akne davar shel bli yolam. Aval hacha, hakai shar, v'hakai eved. However, over here, all of the components that you're trying to sell, in other words, you're not actually trying to sell, but all of the components that give rise to the right that you're trying to sell are here. In order for the ox to gore the slave, you need the ox, you need the slave. Here's the ox, here's the slave. I have them both. The ox hasn't gored the slave yet, okay, but that's not considered to be a davar shelo b'liolam, because unlike the peiros dekel, which simply don't yet exist, this does exist. These two components do exist. Samai, so what's the halacha? Can a master sell to somebody else the rights to receive the knas if his eved is ultimately gored by a shar? Samar Abba Tashma v'yilid bayis. It says v'yilid bayis. So in other words, yilid beso. In other words, we're talking now about avadim who are able to eat truma if the master is a kohen. So there are two types of categories that the pasuk speaks about. There's kinyan kaspo, which is the eved of a kohen, and then there's yilid beso. Yilid beso is the son of a shifcha that belongs to a kohen. That's the case that we were just discussing with the kid who's allowed to eat truma, where he's mixed up with a kohen's own son. And we're going to assume in the ensuing Gemara that if a kinyan kaspo is allowed to eat truma, certainly yilid beso is allowed to eat truma, because we're going to assume that the product, somebody born into the kohen's house, because he's the son of somebody who is owned by the kohen, is considered to be more a part, more a fabric of the kohen's house than stam somebody who is owned by the kohen. So says the Gemara, back in the Gemara, Toshmav, Yilid Bayis, my Tamalomar. So why do you need to tell me Yilid Bayis? And Kinyan Kesav Ocha Yilid Bayis, Yilid Bayis, Lakoshkein. If somebody who's merely owned by these kohen is allowed to eat truma, certainly somebody who's born into the Eved's house is allowed to eat truma. So Yilu Keno Yisi Omer, Ma Kinyan Kesav Sheesh Bo Shava Kesav Ochel, Af Yilid Bayis Sheesh Bo Shava Kesav Ochel. I might think then that just like Kinyan Kaspo only eats truma if the Eved is worth Shavak Hesav, the Eved is worth something. So too, the Yilid Bayis, the child born to the Shivcha of the Kohen, can only eat Truma if he is worth something. How do I know that the Yilid Bayis can eat Truma even if the Yilid Bayis is not worth anything? Tamalomar Yilid Bayis mikol makom. V'aydain en yomar Yilid Bayis bein sheyesh bo shavak kesef bein sheyesh bo shavak kesef ochel kinyan kesef yesh bo shavak kesef ochel ein bo shavak kesef ein ochel. I might think that fine, that's good by Yilid Bayis. Yilid Bayis eats truma regardless of what the eved is worth. Maybe the kinyan kesef, maybe the actual eved of the coin only eats truma if he's worth something, but not if he's worth less. Tamalomar kinyan kaspo v'yilid beso. That they're compared to one another, they both are allowed to eat truma even if they have no value. So why are we discussing all this? For the following. If you want to say that the master was allowed to sell to somebody else the entitlement to receive knas if that slave is gored by an eved, you will always be able to find somebody to buy that right, to buy that entitlement to the knas in the event that the eved is eventually gored. So therefore, every eved is worth something. The point is that there's never an eved who's not going to be worth anything. Says the Gemara, no, you're wrong. In Ika Eved Treifa, there is an Eved Treifa. Let's say if the Eved is fatally ill. Because if the Eved is a Treifa, let's say he has a punctured lung, then the halacha would be that if a shor gores that type of Eved, the Baal HaShor would not have to pay a knas, because you only have to pay a knas if you're killing somebody who otherwise wouldn't be killed. This guy's going to wind up dead anyway, imminently, and therefore there wouldn't be a knas. Says the Gemara, v'chazi l'meikam kameh. But even a treifa, even if the guy's eventually going to die because he's suffering from some sort of terminal illness, there's some value to the master. He could stand there and attend to the master's needs. He could keep the master company. Whatever he could do, there is some utility to him. Says the Gemara, b'menuvah l'b'mukashchen. We're talking about a guy who's like in Gahak Tetzaris, and not only is he a treifa, but he's also a menuvah on a mukashchen. So in other words, he can't be sold for the rights of the knas, because if a shor gores this eved, the Baal HaShor is not going to have to pay knas. The master doesn't want anything to do with the eved standing next to him, because the eved is a menuvah or he's a mukashchen. Therefore, he literally has no utility. Says the Gemara, now switching gears. Yiboilu, about 6 or 7 lines up from where the lines get wide. Misha chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. If you have a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin, shekidesh bas chorin, who gives kedushin to a bas chorin. So mahu. So what's the halacha? Imtim salomar ben Yisrael shemar labas Yisrael is kachi lechatzoi mikudeshes. The halacha happens to be that if a regular person says to a regular woman that you should be mikadesh, you should be makdish to me, mikudesh to me, to half of me, the halacha would be that mikudeshes, and therefore that you should say that a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin, who also gives kedushin to a ben chorin, where the kedushin can only be tofes and half of him, that should also work. Says the Gemara, maybe not. The chazi l'kule, so holo chazi l'kule. The only reason why a regular Yisrael could say to a regular bas Yisrael, you are mekudeshes to half of me, is because all of him has the ability to give kedushin to the bas Yisrael. However, over here, only half of the eved has the ability to give kedushin, because it's a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. V'imtim salomar ben Yisrael hamaktish chatzi isha ena mekudeshes. And if you want to say that a ben Yisrael who's mekadesh a chatzi isha is ena mekudeshes, Tishayer Bekinyano. If Ben Yisrael gives over Kedushin to half a woman, that's meaningless, because Shayer Bekinyano, because he is leaving over something that he was able to be kone. Va'eved lo Shayer Bekinyano. But this Eved is not leaving out anything that he is able to make a kinyan on. So Maisa, what's the halacha? So says the Gemara, Tashma. So we quoted a brisa yesterday that said that if a shor gores an eved who's a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin, so and kills him, so what you do is you give half of the knas to the rav, you give half of the 30 shekel knas to the master, and half of the kofar is the amount that the person could be sold for on the slave market, to the person's yarshin. The Amrit, so the Gemara says, very practical. The Amrit, Kedusha of Lav Kedushin, if you want to say that a Chatzi Eved of a Chatzi Ben Chorin can't give Kedushin to a Bas Chorin, so then Yorshim Minole. So how does he have Yorshim? So we were asking, can a Chatzi Eved of a Chatzi Ben Chorin give Kedushin to a Bas Chorin in order to get married? So the Gemara is saying, practically speaking, in order to get married, the Gemara is not recognizing illegitimate relationships. So in order to get married, you have to be able to, in order to have Yorshim, you have to get married. So the situation by Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin that we were talking about yesterday was where you give half the knas to the Rav, half of the kofar to the Yarshim. If he has Yarshim, obviously he was able to get married, so doesn't this prove that a Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin can give Kedushin to a Bas Yisrael, to a Bas Chorin? Says the Gemara, so Amar Avada Barahava Kishoso Treifa Umar Yarshav Nafshei. Nah, we're not talking about where the Shor actually killed the Eved and where he actually has Yarshim. We're talking about where the Shor only made the Eved a Treifa, and because he's a Chatzi Eved of a Chatzi Ben Chorin, he's as good as dead because the Shor made him a Treifa, so you have to give half of the Knas to the Rav and half of the Knas to his Yarshim, but it doesn't really mean Yarshim, it means that you give it to himself, that you give it to the Eved himself. Summer Rava, Shtei Tshuvas V'Dabar. Well, that's a ridiculous explanation for two reasons. Chada, the Yarshav Knani. You can't say that when the Gemara says you give half to the Yarshim, it means you give half to the Eved himself. The Eved himself isn't called Yarshim, and the Gemara said Yarshim. That's number one, so you have to read what the Brisa said. So, and also, Va'od koferhu. And also, we're talking about kofer, and because, again, we said that you give half of the knas to the eved and half of the kofer to the to himself, to his yarshim. So Bishlama says, Rashi, by knas, knas, you could interpret that there's a chi of knas, whether you kill the eved or whether you make an eved a treifa. However, by kofer, it says, vehemis ish o isha. It specifically talks about a situation where you actually kill the person. So you can't say we're talking about a scenario where you made the eved into a treifa and you have to give half of the kofer to himself, because the chi of kofer only is triggered when you actually kill the eved. So that, combined with the fact that the pasuk, that the brisa clearly said yarshim, doesn't that prove that this guy has yarshim, and therefore doesn't that prove that the chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin is able to give kedushin to a bas chorin? V'mereish lakesh says, v'mereish lakesh kofer ein mashalim elalach armisa. Elo amar Rava says, Rava, you're right. What this means is as follows: roi lital v'ein lo. What it means is that because he's a chatzev and a chatzev ben chorin, the master is only entitled to half the knas. When it says that you give half the kofer to the yarshim, it means if this guy would have yarshim, then you would have to give half the kofer to the yarshim. However, really, you don't give the half the kofer to anybody because he doesn't have yarshim. Why doesn't he have yarshim? Because it could be that a chatzev and a chatzev ben chorin, he gives kedushin to a bas chorin, that kedushin does not work. It's ineffective. Okay, says the Gemara now Viter. So Amar Rava, Kishem Sha Makadesh Chatzi Isha Einam Kudesha. Just like if a person gives kedushin to half of a woman, she is not Makudesha. Kach Chatzi Shifcha V'Chatzi Baschoren Sheniskatsha Ein Kedusha Kedushin. Just like if a person, if a ben chorin, if a regular Jew tries to give kedushin to a chatzi shifcha b'chatzi bas chorin, that is not a valid kedushin because you cannot give kedushin to half a woman. Says the Gemara, Darash Rabba Bar Bar Chavruna, Kashem Sha Makadesh Chatzi Isha Einim Kedeshes. Just like if a person gives kedushin to chatzi isha, to half a woman, as Einim Kedeshes, Kach Chatzi Shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin Sheniskatsha Einim Kedeshes. So too, a chatzi shifcha, a chatzi bas chorin, who a free person gives kedushin to, is not mikudeshes, because you cannot give kedushin to half a woman. So too, the chatzi shifcha, the chatzi bas chorin, because there's only half of her who is eligible to receive kedushin, that kedushin is going to be invalid. It's going to be worthless. Similarly, Rav Chista says, Rav Chista, mi dami, hasam shayir bekinyano, hakol or shayir bekinyano. The problem is, where you give kedushin to half a woman, it's because all of the woman was capable of having kedushin. You only wanted to give kedushin to half. There's no such thing as giving kedushin to only half of a woman. Here, by a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin, the chatzia that's a bas chorin, the half of her that's a bas chorin, accepted the kedushin. So in other words, she accepted the kedushin to the full extent of her capability. So hadar ukim rabba baravuna amora alea v'darish. So rabba baravuna appreciated this distinction. So he told his announcer to darshan the following: V'machshelu azos tachas yadecha, that this stumbling block shall be under your hand. That ein adam omed al divrei Torah elam kei nichshal b'hem. That a person can't really understand, can't really appreciate the full pshat, the real pshat in Torah, until after a person develops a krum pshat, until after a person stumbles and first erroneously interprets something. So therefore, what the Gemara means is aval pishamra makadesh chatzi isha inim kodeshes. Even though the halacha is that if a person gives kedushin to half a woman, the halacha is einim kedushes, aval chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin sheniskatsha kedusha kedushin. However, if a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin receives kedushin from a ben chorin, the kedushin is going to be valid. My taima hasam shayar b'kinyano achalo shayar b'kinyano. What's the reason? The distinction that we just raised. Because where a free woman accepts kedushin only for half of her, then there's that other half which is lacking, because you have the capacity to give kedushin to the entire woman. Here, by the chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin, she has accepted kedushin. You have given her kedushin to the full extent that you are capable of doing, and therefore that's the distinction. Amar Rav Sheshes, Kashem Shemekadesh Chatzi Isha Inem Kedeshes, says Rav Sheshes, no, just like if a person gives Kedushin to half of a woman, she is not Mekudeshes, Kach chatzi shifcha v'chatzi ibas chomer and shenis gadsha ain kedusha kedushin. So too, if you have a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi ibas chomer that a ben chomer gives kedushin to, the kedushin is not going to be valid. Vimlach shachadam lomar ezer shifcha charufa. But if you want to say, how could it be that a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi ibas chomer doesn't have kedushin? What's the whole case of a shifcha charufa that we talk about in the Torah? So that is a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi ibas chomer. Hamurasa le'evet ivri, that a shivcha charufa is a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi bas chorin who is engaged to an evet ivri. Now, an evet ivri, says Rashi, the shivcha charufa is not only if she's engaged to an evet ivri, it's actually if she's engaged to even a regular Jew. Rashi points out that the Torah just speaks about scenarios that are more typical. And more typically, a free Jew wouldn't try to get engaged to a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin. So we talk about an eved ivri. But the eved ivri has the halach of a Jew. So what's a shifcha charufa that we had said, oh, she's engaged, and if somebody else is boiler, then he's going to be chayv a karban asham. So aren't we talking about a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin who accepted kedushin from an eved ivri? Alma bas isrusehi. So don't we see that a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin is capable of accepting kedushin? Says the Gemara, Amar lo klach etzel Rabbi Yishmael shu amar b'shichva kananis amaresas levet ivri. We're not talking about a Jewish person. We're not talking about a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin. What we're talking about is a full-on shifcha kananis who's engaged to an evet ivri. Says the Gemara, shifcha kananis basis rusei. Does a shifcha kananis have any concept of erusin or kedushin? Erusin and nisuin, kedushin and nisuin is a concept that applies to Jewish people. So you want to talk about a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin? Fine, because she's Jewish. But you want to talk about a shifcha kananis? There is no erusin by a shifcha kananis. Says the Gemara, Elama yislach lemeimar mai mureses miuchedes. So when the pasuk says hamuresa levet ivri, it doesn't really mean that there's erusin. It means that she is miyuchedes, that she's designated, not that there's actually kedushin. Hachanami maimuresas miyuchedes. So too over here, when we talk about giving kedushin to a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin, it doesn't mean that there's actual kedushin. What it means is that she's designated to this person. So Amar Rav Chisda chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin shenis kacha l'ruvein. Says the Gemara, therefore, Rav Chisda says, if you have a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin who accepts kedushin from Reuven, v'nishtachra, and then she is freed, v'chazra v'nizkacha l'shimon, and then she accepts kedushin from Shimon, Reuven's brother, u'mesu shneim, and then they both die, so there's halacha of yibum. If the brothers die, she has to get either yibum or chalitza from the surviving brother if she dies without children. Misyabemes Levi, then she could accept Yibam from Levi, who's the third brother. Turning to Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Ve'in ani korabe ba eshes shnei mesim, and I don't call her an eshes shnei mesim. Rashi explains that that we learned in the Gemara Yevamos darshening psukim in the Torah that the only time Yibam is performed by a surviving brother is when there's a zika, when there's the Yibam bond, which is established with that surviving brother that originates, that emanates only from one deceased brother, but not from two deceased brothers. In other words, let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. The halacha is that Levi would only have to do Yibam if the woman falls to Levi for Yibam in Yibam from only one of those brothers, from either Reuven or Shimon, but not if she falls to him from Reuven and Shimon. But the problem is, this person, she was a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin, she accepted kedushin from Reuven, then she was freed, then she accepted kedushin from Shimon. We said that if they both die, then Levi does Yibam. How is it that she is not falling, that she has not fallen to Levi, mekoach of the two brothers? Says the Gemara, because manavshach. If the kedushin of Reuven, if you want to tell me that a person gives kedushin to chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin, it's going to work. Kedushin to Shimon lav kedushin. Then the kedushin of Shimon is not a kedushin because a woman can only have one husband. So if she was already married to Reuven, then Shimon's kedushin that Shimon gave her is worthless. V'kedushin to Shimon kedushin, and if the kedushin of Shimon is valid, then kedushin to Reuven lav kedushin. Then the kedushin of Reuven was worthless. And therefore, she's not considered to be an Eshes Shnei Mesim. She's not considered to be a Zika coming from two people, because it's either or. Either Kedushin of Reuven was valid, or the Kedushin of Shimon was valid. Itmar, we learn as follows. Chatzi Shifcha v'chatzi Baschoren shenes kacha l'Reuven, that if you have a Chatzi Shifcha v'chatzi Baschoren who accepts Kedushin from Reuven, v'nishtachra, and then she is freed, v'chazra v'nes kacha l'Shimon, and then she accepts Kedushin from Shimon, Rav Yosef Bar Chama Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef Bar Chama says the name of Rav Nachman, Paku Kedushe Rishon, that the first Kedushin is invalid, it goes away. Rav Zeira Amar Rav Nachman, Gamru Kedushe Rishon. Rav Zeira Amar Rav Nachman says that no, when she is freed, the Kedushin of Reuven actually then takes full effect, and that would in turn prevent her from accepting Kedushin from Shimon. So Amar Rav Zeira, so says Rav Zeira, Kavasi Didi Mistabra. It says, it's Mistabra like me, that Gomru Kedushe Rishon, not Paku Kedushe Rishon. What's the Raya? Tichziv Lo Yumsu. It says, we're talking again about the Shifcha Charufa, where it says if a person is Boel a Shifcha Charufa, he doesn't get the death penalty, kilo chupasha, because she wasn't freed. She is still a shifcha charufa. Ha chupasha, yumasu. Ah, but if she was freed, then he would get the death penalty if he was boel her. Rashi explains that we're talking about a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin, and the reason that the boel is not going to be chayiv misa is because she was not fully freed. However, if she was fully freed, then somebody who was boel her would get the death penalty. Why would the boel get the death penalty? The boel only gets a death penalty when he violates an ishes ish. So don't we see that if we're talking about a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin who accepted kedushin, if she's free, then the Kedushin is Gomar, the Kedushin is Nigmar, the Kedushin is then going to be fully valid. That's why if the guy would have been Baal or after she was free, then it would have been like being Baal, a regular Ashes Ish, and the Baal would be high of the death penalty. It's only because she is not yet freed that he is high of only a Karban Asham, but he is not high of the death penalty. So Amar Le Abaya says the Gemara of Aitar, Amar Le Abaya says Abaya Latana Debe Rabbi Shmuel Dam Rabbi Shifcha Kananis Amaresos Levet Ivri. But if you want to talk about, says the Gemara that we just saw on Amud Aleph at the end of an Amud Aleph that there were two ways of interpreting what this state of Shifcha Charufa is, what exactly the situation is. Either we're talking about a Chatzi Shifcha V'Chatzi Bas Chorin, or we're talking about a Shifcha Kananis who's married to an Eved Ivri, a Maresos Levet Ivri. So it's one thing if you want to tell me that we're talking about a Shifcha, Chatzi Shifcha V'Chatzi Bas Chorin. But if you want to tell me that we're talking about a Shifcha Kananis, a Maresos Levet Ivri, Hachanami Dechi Chapasha Yimasu, that is that also true? That if this Shifcha Kananis were freed, then the Jew who was Boel, this Shifcha Kananis who's married to the Eved Ivri, would actually get the death penalty? No, because there is no real erusin, there is no real nesuin by a shifcha kenanis. Says the Gemara, Elamayis lachalameimar, shechupasa v'chazra v'niskadsha. Ah, the reason that the guy would get the death penalty is because we're talking about a situation where we have a shifcha kenanis who was meresis t'neved ivri, then she's freed, and then he gives her kedushin again. So the reason that the guy would get the death penalty is because she accepted a second kedushin. Hachanami shechapasha v'chadra v'niskatsha. Also here by the chasi shifcha v'chasi bas chorin could be the reason that the guy would get the death penalty, the reason the Baal would get the death penalty after she's freed is not because gomru kedusha rishon automatically when she's free, but because she accepted kedushin again after she was freed. So Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Katina Amar Rav Yitzchak Maisha b'Isa Achas. There was a maisa with a woman who was a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin, v'kafuas rabba v'asos ben chorin, and they forced the master to make her into a ben chorin. Kiman, who is this like? Rav Yochanan Mabroka. So the Gemara assumes like Rav Yochanan Mabroka. D'amar al shneimu omer vayivarach hasam alokim vayomer pru ravu amelu. Isn't this going like Rav Yochanan Mabroka? And therefore, just like we saw that we force. A master to free a chatzi eved of a chatzi ben chorin because he's in an untenable position and he can't get married to anybody and he has a mitzvah pru ravu which is not able to perform. So too, if we say that we're going to force the master to free a chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin, It's also because she's stuck and doesn't have anybody to get married to and therefore cannot perform the mitzvah of Pru or Avu. And isn't this a raya therefore isn't this a raya to Rabbi Yochanan Mabroko, who says that the mitzvah of Pru or Avu was also on the woman? Says the Gemara, no. Amrav Nach Maria Slak Lo Minig Hefker Naguba. The reason that they forced the master to free the Chatsi Shifcha Chatsi Bechzorin is not because she's chayav in the mitzvah of Pru Ravu. It's only because people were taking advantage of her, and therefore they forced him to free her because nobody would take advantage of a free woman. Okay, we're going to leave off here. We'll pick up with the Mishnah, God willing, tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.